Oh, yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of that sports show that you just love to turn up real loud. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. I am the metal man, superhero, leaper of Gallus frames, swimmer in the Berkeley pit, bringing you a constant variety of sports throughout the universe. Let's start locally. As our main man, Jet Campbell, and the Montana Tech Ore Diggers stomped Carroll College last weekend. Keep their record undefeated. And my main man, Jet Campbell, smoking. Player of the week the first week, and looks like he's going to have a big season, and so is the Ore Diggers. In high school, Butte High, despite five turnovers and two 20-point deficits, had a chance to win it in the last play of the game up in Helena last weekend, but fell short. The Bulldogs are looking good, and we'll be looking forward to seeing them in the playoffs, that's for sure. Central, crosstown, fell short to Whitefish. So they started off with a little stumble, but the Maroons look to be a playoff-bound team also this year. Let's go to the NFL. What a crazy first week for freaks that love the NFL. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati played a classic, unbelievable game that went down to the wire in overtime with Pittsburgh winning, coming out ahead. There was a tie this weekend with the Colts and the Texans, and I'll tell you what, I've had it up to here with ties in the NFL. When you go to see a game, you go to see a winner and a loser. You don't. The game is tied when you pay the money to go to the game. You don't want to go home and it's tied also, do you? The NFL's got to really look into this because ties are so ancient history. Let's check out some other games. In the first weekend, the Browns beating Baker Mayfield, who I thought for sure was going to get his revenge. 49ers upset by the Bears. That was pretty cool. Patriots lose to the Dolphins. Jets still look like the same old Jets. And hail to the Commanders. First game as a Commander. First win as a Commander, and Carson Wentz threw four touchdowns and kind of got off my poopy list just a little bit. Next week, big games, Chargers at the Chiefs Thursday night, Patriots at the Steelers, Tom Brady a winner yesterday and going to the Saints, and the Saints always have his number. Commanders at Detroit tonight, the Seahawks in Denver, Russell Wilson gets his revenge. Will he? Who knows? Aaron Rodgers looked like he was on hallucinogens, and the Packers lost, but I pity the fools who play him next week. The NFL action was just superb yesterday, and it looks to be a groovy, great season, that's for sure. All right, for everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I am the metal man, Sean Rocks, reminding everybody out there to go outside and play! In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of Rocks Jocks. Peace, love, rock and roll.